change it over.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hanging that whip. Brand new in there, it done jumped offline. Oh man, I tell you the truth. Oh, brother. Y'all just stand by. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Bear with me. Okay, I done got back on live. I done got back on the live feed. All right. I'm back on the live feed, but I had to change network. I had to get off my DSL. Still, it doesn't seem like it's connecting with Restream. And like I just said, that's not because I told y'all I wasn't going to try to get anybody in here, because this is something new they tried. And I don't know whether it's Restream, the new format they got, messing it up or whatever, but I know I had no problem tonight whatsoever with none of my internet until I tried to do this here particular video. Y'all that stand by, those of you that may be on the phone, I'm going to try to refresh my Restream studio so I can come back live. This is a mess, I tell you. And I was on. I was doing fine until, you know, oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm trying. I think I'm back. I'm so sorry. I think I'm back to the live stream, y'all. Wow. That's just the way it is. I was doing fine up until I got ready to start this special Bible study, in which I'm trying to do. It was a special tribute, in other words, to our fallen comrade, our fallen soldier, Brother Marcus Lamb, President, CEO, co-partners of Daystar Network. Y'all should know them and all. That's what I was trying to do, and I wanted to bring somebody in with me so I wouldn't have to talk alone and with the new format they have. But then all of a sudden, everything just went out, and I don't know why it went out. It didn't have no apparent reason why it didn't go out other than the devil himself, because it was going fine. Then I couldn't even cut the blog talk off the website. I couldn't cut it off. So that's how come I said, I told you earlier in there, that I wasn't going to try to invite anybody in here because of that reason. But at any rate, we give God all the praise, and we thank you. Brother Hammerman, I know you had came in and everything. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It was none of my fault. I couldn't do anything. It just went out. And you were the only one I saw that was in there anyway. So, I mean, I will get a chance to holler at you later on. Maybe so. But at any rate, we're going to go head on and do what we came here to do, if we can. I changed networks. I'm not going to fool with the DSL tonight with this. We want to say that a couple of announcements, and then we'll go on and we're going to do a prayer, and then we'll go on and get into the special study on tonight and the special tribute to the family of the passing of Brother Marcus Lamb, his wife, Joni, his kids, three kids, and everything. So let's bow our heads a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this night thanking you for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord God, for as well as it is. And Father God, we just want to say that we just thank you for life, and we just thank you for the health and the strength that you enable our bodies to have to go through another day's journey. And we want to say you thank you. Father God, we also thank you for being the master, the creator of this universe, Father God, of all things. For everything, Father God, belongs to you. Yes, we so certainly do thank you, Lord God. And we also thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. And then, Father God, when we all come down to the river of Jordan, get ready to cross in the beautiful land, we ask that you would shape your word as a vessel, bury our souls on the cross in the beautiful land, that we might rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. And let everybody say amen. As I said, y'all, excuse me. I ain't got no water. But at any rate, I do this Bible study in regardless, y'all. And we want to say that we got the special study tonight, and I got a couple of announcements. Want to know, let everybody know that on this Sunday, I will be traveling to the New Salem Sea of Meat, where I play on the first Sunday. Minister Music Dad, Pastor Reverend Ernell Wilburn, also the head steward, and Brother Faye Clark. And we'll be fellowshipping with the members of the New Salem CME on this Sunday. We thank God for each and every one of them. And then on the second Sunday, we will travel back to my home, back to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, Well, my pastor is the pastor, Reverend Christopher Williams, chairman of our deacon board, of Deacon Harry Richardson, I, which I'm a deacon as well as my buddy and classmate and playmate, Deacon Greg Holmes. We all deacons there. And we thank God for all the deaconesses and members and the officers of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. We just saying, y'all, it's nothing real. We, at my home church, we don't have many announcements. Like I said, y'all, for all the churches are not back in the sanctuary. They're not in full swing as they used to be. So we don't have many announcements that are coming from a lot of the area churches and stuff. And even though I do have some things that I would like to say, but I did not get permission to say them, so I'm not going to say it. I tried to get the permission to do it so I could announce it on this particular broadcast, but I never did get the permission, so I don't do anything if no one has told me to do it. So right here, the only thing I can say is that I can speak for Antioch Missionary Baptist Church because I am a deacon and I can speak what I know. On the 18th, this is for you that are local. Matter of fact, I don't even know if this thing even transmitted, y'all, so y'all just got to bear with me, man. Yeah. I don't even know if it's transmitting because I don't see nobody in the lobby now. And matter of fact, it's not even registered. There's nobody even watching. So I might be doing this here Bible study in vain. But nevertheless, I'm going to do it. On the 18th of December at my home church, we will be having Christmas dinner for the church and the community. In other words, our church members, our family flock, we will be having Christmas dinner there at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and we will be serving the community as well. So, y'all, if you want some nice food, I'm not trying to brag, and I'm not trying to put nobody up higher than they should be. I'm just telling the truth. We got some great cooks at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And I'm telling you, if you want something good to eat, come on down there and get a plate. And you'll be fine. I think you might want to. But, y'all, come on down and do what you got to do and be blessed with a plate. Let us bless you with a plate of food. We're going to be serving Christmas dinner. Hey there, Sister Jack. I see you just came in there. Thank you. And I see you said to Hammer Man as well. So y'all aren't getting speed, but believe you me, I done had a rough go this night fooling with this mess tonight. I just barely cut off on me, went out on me, everything. But thank God you're here, and we appreciate it. And like I said, I'm just announcing the announcement about our Christmas dinner we're having at my church, my home church, on the 18th of December, starting at 12 o'clock, noon, until we get through. And a matter of fact, I myself will try to attend that function. I will be sitting in there as a deacon. They're going to get me a chair and set me over there in the corner so I can keep watch over things. So that's all I want to do. I enjoy being with them anyway. So that is mostly the announcement. And y'all, as you see on this here particular broadcast, I said it's going to be a special broadcast. All right. I want to shout out a gospel song, hymn, that it's an old one. And many artists have coined this little hymn, many artists. But the artists that I'm going to speak of tonight, they are the Jackson Southerners. They also William Brothers. Huey and Frank, God bless them. Frank went on to be with the Lord a few years back. But I think we still have Huey. But they all William Brothers. But they had two groups, the Jackson Southerners and the William Brothers. We're talking about the Jackson Southerners tonight. And the song that I'm going to put spotlight tonight is called That Old Ship of Zion. That's the old ship of Zion. I love playing that song, and I love singing it myself. I haven't sang it in a long, long time, but I still know how to play it, believe me. That's the song that I'm shouting out tonight for a number of reasons, but the main reason is because of my special study that I'm doing tonight. And so we, as usual, we're going to use the technology, and half of the Bible study is already gone because of all the trouble I had. And I, you know, like I said, I ain't no sense even talking about that. Let us go. And I'm going to let the technology work for me tonight. Put on me something that I can hopefully see. Y'all got to bear with me. I went to the eye doctor today. And believe you me, the eyesight is not working that great tonight. But at any rate, we're going to come from the book of Job. the 14th chapter in the book of Job. I'm going to let it read a few verses, and then we're going to go on and do what we came to do tonight in honor of our fallen comrade, Brother Marcus Lamb. Stand by.
Job, chapter 14. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep.
Amen. Amen. And I really hope that y'all listen to that script. I really do. I really hope that y'all listen to what this scripture was saying. This is Job. This is Job. May God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and the doer of his holy word. Job is saying, y'all, here, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, full of trouble. Y'all, now, what I would love for y'all to do in your spare time, in your devotional time, read that whole chapter of Job, 14th chapter. Read it. Not only read it, study it. Listen to what this man is saying. Out of all the suffering that have been on this earth, no one, let me say it again, other than Jesus, no one suffered like Job. Y'all don't believe that? Read it. This is how come we don't have no room to be complaining and bellyaching all the time by these little light things that we go through. Don't y'all remember the Apostle Paul saying that himself? He said these light afflictions is not even to be compared. He was telling you then, what we're going through is nothing. But we just bellyache, and we just bellyache because somebody done talk about it. Ain't nobody said nothing to, my Jesus, we need to. Nobody know about suffering like Job. But look at what Job said. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. No one knew suffering like Job other than Christ. And yet he was able to say in the corn these words, saying, showing us that even a tree, if it's cut down, as long as there's root in the ground, and water falls on that, again, that tree will sprout back. But when we go down, that's it. Man goes, that's it. You don't come back on this side. Oh, yeah, now we will have a day where we will be resurrected in the resurrection, but not before then. This is how I try to tell people, my brothers and sisters, about the only reference that we have to what death is like is what we was told by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He told us about it. He told us that we don't have to be troubled. Y'all remember John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. See, this is what we won't do. We said, I believe in the law, but there you go. You're getting your butt in the way. You get your butt out the way. This is how come you can't get no victory. Because your butt is in the way. Everything the Bible says, we got a butt to put in the way of it. Stop, get your butt out the way. And just believe what he said. need an answer. Today, sometime today, I don't know how long ago it was, we lost our dear brother and compadre and soldier of the cross, Brother Marcus Lane, president, CEO, co-founder of the Daystar Network. And he went from labor to reward today. Now, we feel for his family and his wife. He left Joni, and he had three kids, Jonathan, Rebecca, and just Rachel's girl called Rachel. Yes, he stepped on board that song I told y'all about earlier. He stepped on the old ship of Zion today. He's not coming back. I don't care how much you cry. You can write Daystar. You can write TVN. You can do whatever you want. We can do all this stuff. We can say good things about Marcus. Some of us will say good things about Marcus today or tonight. I can say that we'll say it tonight because he's gone. Because when he was here, we had names and stuff to say about it. You understand what I'm saying? That's our mentality, people. I'm just telling you. See, in other words, I'm just saying what I'm saying. I don't cut no corner. But at any rate, Sister Jack, I see you typed something in there. All right. Get the butt out of the way. Yeah, get your butt out of the way. That was the problem with a lot of us. We always got to say something about butt. But I want to say this here also, y'all. Our hearts go out to the family. To Jonah and to the kids and the grandkids. Cause I know he had two grandkids. Well, he had really more than two. I think he had four grandkids now because Rachel had a little boy and Rebecca had a little boy. Asher and I forget the Rachel boy's name, but he's a Brown. That's because she married the Brown, got a keyboard player. Awesome little boy. But now I know that makes four grand that he has, three boys and one girl, Ariel. But nevertheless, Brother Marcus not coming back on this side. Oh, no. Tony's kid will go to him. All of us, those that are born again. Let me put that in there because, see, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there, y'all. I just thought I'd throw that out there for free because we got a lot of people saying they going to heaven anyhow. You're a lie. You're not going anyhow. You're not going anyhow. But believe it ain't going to be nothing you done no way because we can't do nothing. This is how come I always tell people when they get come, I'm just trying. Well, stop trying. There ain't nothing you can do. You got to. Jesus done did all the work that needs to be done. God is only looking at what His Son has done. Nothing that I did. But now that don't tell us to go around and live like hell because of the fact that there's nothing we can do. No, we should at least be giving our best effort to do. And be led by the Spirit of the Lord. That's what we should do. And when we fall, that we just fell. You think God is up there rubbing his hand when we fall? Oh, I don't believe many man did that. God already know that we're going to make a mess. That's how come he said Jesus. But at any rate, our brother Marcus, he went from labor to reward today. And as Job was saying, he a man is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Y'all, because compared to eternity, this is what Job was talking about. Compared to eternity, it doesn't make no difference how long we live. It's still nothing compared to eternity. We should be trying to just get our business thing for the other side. That's what's real. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, I also told y'all that if any time that I've seen things and I look at things and I get new information and a new revelation, I would always come back. And I will come back and I will try to give it back to the people that listen to me because I don't want to be corn or hypocrite. As I said, today I went to my eye doctor. Got a great report. The old left eye is catching up to my right. Finally, the doctor said that medicine that he's working with it on that left eye, it is working. And I mean, hey, we had a sort of like a little mini celebration in there in his office today. With me and him and his nurses and things, they were attending to me. We was overjoyed. And also, I've been doing research. I told y'all I was going to be researching things. And I told everybody from the get-go, I did not do anything because other people did it. I was going to make up my mind. When I get my mind made up and do my research, I will make up my own mind. I don't do stuff because everybody else do it. I don't do that. But at any rate, I told everybody that Miniman was going to do his research in regard to the COVID and anything else. I'm going to do my research. I'm just not going to go down there and jump ahead first in something just because everybody else do it. Well, the other week, I talked to my doctor that knows about my body. Y'all hear me now? Hear me good. I talked to my doctor, not your doctor. No. Your doctor talk. Your doctor know about your body, not mine. I talked to my doctor. I wanted to get the lowdown on my condition. What did they think about me and my condition about this COVID? Well, the head nurse, he's a guy named Elliot. He's a Puerto Rican. The Marine Bay got on the telephone. We had a voice conference, a telephone conference. He told me he went all the way back. He went all the way back. 2018 when I first got sick. He told me, to Walker, be honest with you, I'm gonna put it to you straight. He said, you got a system like a steel tank. So you got a system like a steel tank. You have to, I don't know what. But you went through those issues that you have. You went through that, you know, the diabetes, PAD, I had hypertension, as well as I had congestive heart failure. And that was in 2018, y'all. That was way before the COVID. Didn't nobody even know what COVID was at that time. So he told me, this is what I got the information from my doctor and the head nurse, which is my doctor, that in my case, he said, with all the pre-existing conditions I had, all death threatening with them themselves, he said, I should have been the first one in line. I should have been the first one in line when it came to the shot. So guess what? I didn't put no but in the way. When God has done put clear information about you, you didn't get it from somebody else just because other folks were doing it. See, some of us, we like copycat. We do everything we see somebody else do. That'll get you killed, certainly. That'll get you killed. But when you do your research, see, I went to talk to my doctors and my health professionals that have been taking care of me for the last 4 years. They know about my body. The only somebody that know more about my body than they do is God himself. I was advised to take the shot. So the day after I left my eye doctor, guess what? This boy went and took his shot. Yes, I did. So what I'm telling everybody tonight, research, and once I did it, I will come back and let y'all know. And I'm doing just what I said. I did it, but now look, those of you that have not done it, I'm not telling you to go do what I did. No. I'm telling you to do your research. You do what is best, what you think is best for you. That's what you do, because that's what I did. I did not move at all. It had been 2 years or so. I didn't move at all until I got about my body. Now, I'm not worried about what nobody else saying. Anybody can talk as much as they want to talk. They just talking. Because I don't worry about that. Brother Marcus, he is gone on. Brother Marcus is not worried about nothing back here no more. Nothing back here is gonna affect him anymore. But he does have a family that he left behind. Let us pray for Jonah and the kids that God will give them the strength to endure and to keep that network going. Because, y'all, the Daystar Network reaches a lot of people. And it is very much so needed. Anything that you can do to help out that network, I would ask y'all to try to do it. No matter how little or how much, big, large, try to do something, that network, to keep that network going, to get it out, to get information out to the masses. And that's all I got to say about that. And we just going to say, keep Jonah in prayer, keep the kids in prayer, the grandkids. Keep the whole family of the Daystar family in prayer. Keep them lifted up. Because really and truly, Marcus don't need your prayer. Martin don't need none of that no more. Martin done met his reward already. He, in other words, he done left this side. I say it like that. Because we all going to get rewarded at the same time. But at least he done left this side. He done left this side. And he's preparing to meet us one day. He's going to meet up with all of us one day in that great resurrection day. Then we all going to stand before God and then give an account of what we have done. We're going to get crowned. Some of our crowns are going to be brighter than others. But nevertheless, I ain't got to have a crown. As long as he let me in, I'll be satisfied. So my brothers and sisters, I'm going to say this again. Don't be afraid. And don't, when you read something in your Bible and it tells you that you need to do something. And I'm going to give an example here in a few minutes. I know people don't like it, but it's the truth. Don't put your butt in the way. Get your butt out of the way. See, when my pastor preached this past Sunday, he said, when people start saying that, that means, here it comes. I ain't going to do what it say. That's what you mean when they say, I know what the word say, but that means I'm going to do what I want to do. That's what that means. Well, you can get killed like that, doing what you want to do. The Bible is very plain on what it means for us to do. God's law is not grievous. He told us what to do. And, you know, people start talking about tithing and lying and killing and all that kind of stuff, which is all sin is just sin. But there are some things that it speaks in that Bible. God is not changed. God said, I am the Lord and I change not. He did not do away with the law, y'all. Jesus is the one fulfilled it. The law had to be fulfilled. But the wages of sin is still there, whether you realize it or not. But we get in there when he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. God ain't changed that. But when we read it, we said, but the Lord know my heart. Yeah, he know your heart. He know all our heart. Keep on using that as an excuse. Keep on using that as an excuse. That just meaning when you say but that you ain't going, you know what the word says, but you still going to do it your way. Doing it your way, this is how come you haven't said hell, because you're trying to do it your way. If you change your way and do it God's way, you wouldn't catch as much hell as you catch. We are reaping what we sow. That's one thing we don't look at. When we have these difficult times, like Job said, man that is born of a woman of a few days is full of trouble. Our days are full of trouble. They are. But some of that trouble we bring on ourselves because we are reaping what we have sown. Now, God brings us to these here trials and tribulations to make us strong. But everything that comes to us is not God doing it to us. It is what them seeds that we have sown. We want prosperity, but we won't die. That is not biblical. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, where there will be meat in my house. He said, after you do that, then I will open up the windows of heaven, and I'll pour you out blessings. You won't even have room enough to receive. But see, we want the blessing, but we don't want to do what it takes to get the blessing. We want all our money here, money too. It ain't going to work both ways, y'all. I'm just telling you like that. Now, you can keep on putting your butt in the way, and you can just keep on living mediocre, living from penny to, like they said, from pillar to post. You can keep on doing that. But until you do it God's way, some of us ain't even got time to hear the word of God. We were talking about it. In Bible study, we talk about it. It's being preached all over the land. Everybody ain't, they got time for everything. I saw a post, and I know y'all saw it, y'all on Facebook, and I commented on that post. And not many of them I comment on, but some of them is worthy of commenting. But at any rate, if they had a stadium full of folks at a football game, at a basketball game, at a party, the crowd was there. But they showed the picture of the church. The church service had just a handful of folks in it. We got time for everything but God. But yet and still, when we get on our sick bed, when people start lying on us, when people start treating us like crap, then we want to holler, Lord, have mercy. No, why don't you call on the one you serve? How come y'all don't say, devil, have mercy? That's the one you serve. Don't call on my Lord. You ain't serving. So once you say, call on your Lord, which is the devil, I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. Y'all know the truth hurts, but it's the best thing for you. The truth hurts, but it's the best. Nobody's judging anybody. You judging yourself by the way you do. The Bible, the Word is going to judge us, y'all. The Word. And it ain't so much as what we do. The sin of omission that's going to get a lot of us is what we don't do. That's what's going to sink a lot of us. But they didn't read. Brother Marcus ain't got to worry about that no more. And nothing we say about him, good or bad, going to hurt him at all anymore. So that part of his journey is over with. He's on the other side waiting on us to come. And I do hope and pray, my brothers and sisters, I do hope and pray that we all will get a chance one day to meet up on that other show. That's another song I like by Luther Barnes, that other show. I hope that we meet on that other show because this world is not going to end. Don't let nobody keep on letting y'all read them books and listen at them movies about this world. This world is never going to end. It's going to be a new system that Jesus is going to bring in this thing. This world is going to be regenerated. It's going to be refreshed. But this world is here. You can't destroy something that God made. You can't destroy what God made. This world is here to stay. And guess what? God is going to come down with us, y'all. Do you see that? Read the Bible. Read the book of Revelation. The tabernacle of man, John 4, coming down from the heavens. And behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he will be our God, and we shall be his people. God has always wanted to be amongst his people. Y'all don't believe that either, do you? You better read the book of Exodus, the book of Numbers, the book of Leviticus, the book of Deuteronomy. And you will see that the Shekinah glory was right over that temple. Where that temple they had, the tabernacle in the desert. That glory was that fire, that glory was the glory of God dwelling amongst his people. God has always wanted to be with us, and he's going to have his way because we all are headed that direction. My brothers and sisters, I thank you. And y'all, like I said, I'm going to say it again. Okay. I just barely can read it, Jack, but I thank you for a compliment, and we're going to say thank you for the compliment. I just barely can read it, but nevertheless, we thank for the compliment, but give God the glory. Give God the glory. And if the Lord say so, y'all, I will be back here this time next week doing the same thing. I will give this here other report at the end of this Bible study. I did get a great report from my doctor, my eye doctor. Like I said, we had a little celebration in the office, and they would let me know how great and good my eye is doing, it, catching up with the right eye. So y'all keep praying for Minuteman. Minuteman is going to continue to do what he got to do. And for the building of the kingdom of God and the glory of God. And he will also keep all of y'all in prayer. So until the next time, I told y'all this thing got a new feature now to restream, and I can invite guests. Sometime it would be nice if y'all could, if you know, even if you don't want to do video, I think you can do the audio part portion of it. You ain't got to do the video. But if, like the night when I was paying a tribute to a fallen soldier, then I could get some feedback from some of y'all. That would be nice, because, see, it's all right for me if I'm doing an in-depth teaching, and I don't want no interruption, but for something like this, it would be nice to get interrupted and let somebody else say a few things if they wanted to. So I'm just saying y'all think about it, because I'm going to try this thing out. Before I do it, I'm going to try it out and see how it works, see how I can get somebody else in here. And then hopefully by next week, we'll be able to do that, and I can invite some of y'all in. If it ain't but one of y'all, I have y'all in there, we can try it. But that's the only way I'm going to ever see is it going to work. And now I got to go and figure out what went on the night with the DSL, because it was working fine up until just about 5 minutes into what I was trying to do. And then all of a sudden, everything, like I said, went to hell in a handbasket. I just tell it like that. Being honest and being true. God know your heart, like you say. In other words, on that note, we're going to go on and sign out, y'all. We're going to say, may the grace of God and love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest ruling about these people henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say, for coming to Jack, Brother Hammerman, if you're still there, we thank God for y'all, and we hopefully will see you next week. Until then, we're going to say good night. Your stream was a stop button. Your stream must have stopped in there. I don't know what happened to the DSL. It was working fine until you went in there in that room. I don't know what happened. Because I had done dialed in and everything. No call. It ain't out, but it ain't working right. I ain't had a chance to test it, please. That's what I'm telling you now. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I know that DSL is much faster than this cable is now. Much faster. I'm so hoping I can get it back right. That cable don't even hold up. That cable don't even hold a candle up to that DSL now. It don't, man, DSL is two times faster than that cable. It's two times faster. You're about three times faster. Let me see. Because it was right up to it. Well, all the lights on, you went on about that? Well, what you were doing in that evening? Well, did you have something up to see when you're on the internet?
I did. I said what I'm saying, I couldn't get on there.
Let me see, can I figure out what's going on with these things? phone and y'all phone. If you got the phone off the hook. Here you got a dial phone.